You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Little pin, big goal. That's the motto of Pin Cause. It's the brainchild of two Ann Arbor entrepreneurs. Katie Lind and Nate Stevens have come up with a pin that supports women's rights. And they're hoping the pins will be on a lot of lapels and collars at the upcoming Women's March in Washington the day after Donald Trump's inauguration. Katie Lind, Nate Stevens, welcome to the program. It's good to have you here.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
What led you to come up with Pin Cause?
Katie actually came home with the idea of doing a pin to support the Women's March, and I put together the name Pin Cause because we wanted to create a pin. We have a very important cause, and I put them together, and I searched on GoDaddy to see if the name was available because it sounded so good. I was like, someone must have this, and they didn't, so we immediately bought the website and got to work finding a designer.
So you have this pin, and I'll let you describe it, Katie.
Yeah. So the pin is actually the American Sign Language sign for love from the deaf culture. And so it's your middle finger and your ring finger down, and the others are out. So your thumb and pointer finger actually create an L. Uh-huh. And what we worked with Penelope Dulligan. She worked with us to create something. We said we want to bring together a lot of diverse people and we want this to represent all types of people. And so she was like, her first idea was a hand with lots of different colors to represent bringing together a lot of different types of people.
And the idea, again, with the Women's March is to raise money for causes that are important to you. Tell us about that.
So we wanted to raise money for causes that were connected to women's rights. So we chose the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, and Katie can share kind of how we got to those. And we're selling the pins for $5 each, and then $1 from a pin goes to the ACLU, and then $1 goes to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and so I think over the last year, we want it to be nonpartisan, but I will say that I think over the last year, there has been a lot of rumors about policies and different ideas that have come forth that would really infringe on American civil liberties. So that's how we came to the ACLU. They are nonpartisan, and they want to protect us. And so that was the ACLU. And then when it came to protecting rights, women's health is a huge part of that. And that's how we came to Planned Parenthood. And I've used Planned Parenthood for a long time. And I love the services. I find them amazing and non-judgmental and just a wonderful place to go. And I would hate, you know, people are really rooting for it to be defunded from different sides. And we would hate to see that happen. So we're showing our support in this way.
And what kind of response have you gotten in terms of inquiries and sales and where they're going to?
So they have been shipped now all over the world to Australia, England, and Canada, our international destinations, and then 43 of the 50 states, from Alaska down to Florida. So that's really exciting. And what the response has been amazing. We actually have on the website when you go to check out an opportunity on pincause.com, the opportunity to send us a little note. And people have shared things like, I'm so excited I'm going with my daughter to the march. She's pregnant with a girl and we're just so excited to march. So the outpouring from our customers has just been amazing and people are so excited. And I think one of the things that differentiates us from a lot of what other women, and I'm not knocking it, but I think our message is all about love and inclusion and having conversations. And we're not saying don't be angry, but we're saying it's easier to have a conversation when it opens up with love.
So you're certainly making a statement with this pin. Are there plans for more statements and more pins now that you've kind of seen that here you have the name wasn't taken, you've got the website, so you have pincause.com. What do you think you can do with this platform?
I think we could turn it into something. We can bring pins back. Like you were talking about how you used to wear pins.
Baby boomers. That's right. When the peace sign was a new thing.
Yeah. Yes. So we would love, quarterly or every couple months to have a new pin and have people really involved with finding these causes. And they could be smaller, like the Flint water crisis, or they can be international, like what's happening with Syrian refugees. Mm-hmm. And we can work with fantastic designers similar to Penelope to create beautiful pins, because that was always a part of it, is that the pin itself had to be beautiful.
And then interesting.
Interesting and beautiful. And from there, use Pin Cause as a platform to raise money for them as well as awareness.
So are you going to sell the women's pin after the march? Are you going to keep on selling them?
Yeah, so we are going to keep selling them. It does have the date on there. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who don't know, the Women's March you mentioned, it is the day after Trump's inauguration, is on January 21st. They are happening all over the country. However, there's no reason to stop supporting those causes. And it is dated, but I think it'll be a great memorial for something that I think will be amazing that'll happen on January 21st.
Once again, their initiative is called Pin Cause. Caitlin, Nate Stevens, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you so much.